We have joining us in our studio right now from Northfield's HRA, we have Brett Nystrom. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
And also Gayla Malika, who is here with Rice County Commissioner.
And we're also on the HRA.
Yeah, you're also on the HRA. Yeah. That's right. So you and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been in town, 37 years now, and housing has always been a topic, and it's always going to continue to be a topic. And Northfield is trying to be proactive and getting some stuff done. And let's talk about the most recent proposal. You've had long meetings on this concerning. Let's start off, I guess, with is it North Country, their proposal for a housing development kind of towards the south end of town? Why don't we start off with that? Can either one of you give us kind of the history, the origin of that, and kind of bring us up to date?
Sure. I'm going to let Brent take that one. He's been on there longer than myself.
Yes. Thanks, Gaylen. I do thank Gaylen for being now the chair of the Northfield HRA. It used to be me, and he took that over for me, and I'm pleased that he's doing it. So North Country, they came to the HRA back in May of 23. So coming up on a year ago with this proposal for a manufactured home community out there in Southbridge. And the HRA's owned land out there for a long time. So they saw that parcel and said, hey, here's something we might do here. And, I think the HRA was interested back then. And what could this be if, in fact, we can get people into home ownership at a lower level? Right, you look for a home in Northfield right now, and boy, what's the minimum number you can pay? Maybe $250,000. $300,000 is probably more like it, right?
Yeah, I think the average home right now is like $375,000 in Northfield, the median
and that's,
price.
Yeah, that's used. That's an existing home.
Yeah.
Brand new homes, according to the assessor, when he came before us at one of the county board meetings, was a brand new home in Faribault and Lonsdale is $350,000. A brand new home in Northfield is $500,000 to $600,000 more, and some could be more. In the rural area, $700,000 on up.
Wow. Boy, those are eye-popping numbers, I think, for those for the people of the middle class in general. Those are big numbers.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, sorry.
So North Country has this idea.
Yeah, they have this idea. They come to us and, the first number they were throwing out, and maybe it's still there, was like $150,000, maybe $200,000 for a brand new, in this case, manufactured home. Mm-hmm. So,
and we should be clear here. We're not talking condos or anything. This is a single-family home, standalone homes.
Correct. Okay. Manufactured, and the HRA, and some of us at least, went and toured the facility where they build these manufactured homes, and then they would, of course, put that on a trailer, put it in place there in this community. Those homes have made a lot of progress over the years. These aren't the same homes that you would find at a mobile home park that was built in the 60s or 70s. These are much, much nicer. And so the HRA needed to look at this as a, hey, boy, if we can put families in homes at $150,000, $200,000, that's significant. That could make a difference. And so that was their first visit, was May of 2023. And we've been seeing, and I give a lot of credit to North Country, listening to what Northfield and the HR had to say, looking at the questions that we've had, putting together a lot of information, changing their plan even a little bit to fit maybe more what we're thinking about. So, here we are a year later. They've adapted their plan. Nothing has been approved to this point. It's something the HRA has been looking at, and I think it's garnered more interest from the broader community as we've moved along.
Let's talk. I don't know if you both went and took the tour of North Country, but were you impressed with that, with the system that they have and with the quality they're putting out?
Yeah, so
I was not at the tour.
Yeah. Okay. So we tour what's called Schult Homes. That would be who North Country would partner with to do these manufactured homes. So that's over in Redwood Falls, I believe. It's a big warehouse. They can, and here's another, I guess, positive to this potential project is they can produce these homes rather quickly. So they can churn out 4 to 5 homes, depending on the size and the specifications, in a day. So instead of, you know, however it takes long to put from a foundation up a stick-built house, you know, this could be much quicker. You could get these up and available much faster. Yeah, it's impressive to be able to do that, for sure.
Are those, when I talk about the quality of that, things like, you know, the wiring and insulation, the infrastructure, is that all, I'm sure they have codes to maintain as well, to build to certain codes. Is that, how does it look?
Correct. They look impressive. I'm no expert on the sort of infrastructure of homes, I wouldn't say. There are HUD
specifications.
Yeah, they have to be built to HUD standards. So, you know, that's not exactly the same as codes in Northfield, housing codes. But from my understanding, and maybe Galen wants to weigh in, it also would fit codes here in Northfield, the way they build those homes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's you know, there are standards that they have to adhere to from the federal government, state government, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's talk about the size of the development. How many houses would there be?
Mm-hmm. I think the proposal as it stands now, I think was 55 mm-hmm. homes. And that was a bit of a mixture in size. You know, for lack of a better description, you can talk about single wide and double wide, the old sort of mobile home way. But
wasn't there one that had a second floor?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Modular is also an option, and I think they did have a couple modular homes where it does look a little bit more like
a traditional home.
Correct, yeah. Correct. So, you know, that was 55, and you multiply that by 2 or 3 or 4, or whatever the average family size is, and we're talking about, you know, a couple hundred people who could live there.
And it's interesting. And if if that was approved today, there could be a whole brand new neighborhood by the summertime.
There could be.
Yeah. Wow.
Could be. Yeah.
We've talked kind of about the pros a lot, and people can understand, and the big thing is the cost, but what are the concerns, what are the cons about the proposal that you've found, and can you kind of explain what the general reception is?
You know, it's a mixed reception. You know, you have those that are completely for it, and you have those that are not. You know, a mobile home of the 60s, 70s, and 80s is not what we're dealing with here today. It's completely different. Materials look so on and so forth. They're actually very, very nice. And but there's some misconceptions about it. And I would say it's a mixed bag of whether they're for it or against it.
You know, one of the things that home ownership provides, and that is, I don't want to say wealth, but, you know, it's an investment. And normally, if you buy a house, it's a good investment. You get to live there and sell it for a lot more money at some point. Is the resale value of these homes, is there a track record that you can look at anywhere to see if they retain their value?
Yeah, I mean, great question, Jeff. I think the HRA has been asking that question repeatedly to North Country. And to take a quick step back, the model that they have in place and what North Country has done to this point is go into existing mobile home parks and make those a cooperative ownership model. So the residents there are actually also owning the park. That's what they have in mind for this as well. So it would be cooperative. So together, everybody that lives there would own the land. It wouldn't be a corporation. Hopefully, we wouldn't get some of the issues that we have at Viking Terrace, for example. And so that cooperative model laid on top of, you know, your question about do these homes maintain their value? Do they grow in value so that the homeowner can get some equity out of it if they decide to move. And we do know that is a way that families build wealth. Mm-hmm. You're right on about that. And so those are big questions. I mean, we've asked that to North Country, and they can have and do have some data that says, yes, the value of these does go up. But it's also a cooperative model. I mean, you're not technically individually owning the land on which these homes would be. That's a shared model. And so there are questions about the cooperative. There's questions about the increase in value over time. Yes, there's some data there, but this isn't a very common thing. In fact, in Minnesota, I don't believe there's been a neighborhood, a manufactured home neighborhood, that's been in a cooperative model to date. So we're talking about a lot of new things when we talk about this proposal. Hmm. And that is of concern to some folks, certainly.
Once again, we are talking with from the HRA board chair, Gayla Malika, along with former chair, Brent Nystrom. Let's kind of further on that a little bit. So each, the land itself would be owned by one entity, which is a cooperative. It's not like you have to take a survey for each property and mark that down. So would they pay like rent or HOA fees?
Correct. Yeah. Line? Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah, hmm. You've analyzed right. So it put together that way to kind of hopefully drive down the costs a little mm-hmm. bit. One of the big questions to me is to drive the overall price down for this model. Funding comes from a lot of different places, and that's what North Country has been working on really hard. Is can we get money from the feds? Can we get money from the state? Representative Purcell has been able to contribute some funds for infrastructure that came from the state. But you got to stack all those things together to get to the number that's going to be an affordable mortgage for mm-hmm. someone. And so that's what they came asking, frankly, at our last meeting, was can we extend the time period with which we have to work with the UHRA so we can continue to try and seek these funds and drive the overall price down mm-hmm. of each of these so that they are in that range that makes sense for, the group of people in Northfield that are looking for
yes.
homes.
Okay. And I do want to clarify one thing, or have you clarify
yeah,
one thing.
Sure.
North Country, is this a nonprofit group?
Correct.
Yeah,
it's actually North Country Foundation, right?
Okay.
And so, as I mentioned, they have been in the business of taking existing manufactured home parks and making them cooperative and helping the residents do that, which has been terrific, and they've been very successful.
Absolutely. Great people to work with. The problem we're seeing out there is exactly what Viking Terrace is facing right now, is mm-hmm. some corporate vulture hedge fund comes in, buys them, jacks up the rent, puts all these rules and regulations in place. Basically, they are trying to force people out of the mobile home park. Then they can either replace the existing mobile homes with newer ones and charge $2,000 a month in rent. Well, that's not affordable. That's not affordable at all. But we're seeing this more and more. Viking Terrace is facing that. There's a mobile home park in Faribault and the mobile home park in Morristown that are now owned by the corporate vulture hedge funds, as I refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
They do not care about their residents. The only thing they care is the checks that they collect, run it back to Florida or to Los Angeles, and live high off the hog. So
now you have you've recently gone to the legislature and done some lobbying. Tell us about that. Was that on one of these issues? Some of the things that we're talking about today.
Yeah. So it was a bill that Christy Purcell authored, and there's a companion bill in the Senate by Senator Pappas out of St. Paul, and it's again kind of what Brent is talked about earlier about funding to help build these new co-ops,
mm-hmm.
Manufactured home co-ops.
How was that received?
It was good.
Good.
It was very good. Yeah.
Yeah, you lobby with your counselor, but or you're a legislator. But I would imagine, even though this is kind of a new thing, there's a pretty much every city in the state, every municipality in the state is facing probably some sort of housing shortage, or certainly looking to the future to see what their housing needs are. Are there, you know, have you talked to people around the state? Are there any other, movements, or is anybody working on anything that you find interesting?
So you're going to see more and more money from the federal and state governments, you know, which is not Minnesota. You're going to see this throughout the United States because every state is facing housing issues, and United States wide, and you know, it's worldwide actually. But the only way we can solve a mass amount of housing fast is by doing manufactured home or doing modular home, and that's the only way you're going to be able to get that mass quantity. In a short period of time.
Yeah, it's I find that interesting. You know, of course, and that's driven by a population that's been increasing, you know, worldwide, over 8 billion people. I've read articles and projections from different various people in various groups, and I don't know who to believe, but some say, hey, by the end of the century, we're going to have 15 billion people on the earth, and others say, no, we're going to be contracting. You know, people aren't having kids like they used to. Right. There may only be 6 billion, so I have idea what's true and what's
that's
not.
That's a big spread.
Right, it's a big spread. Here in the United States, the birth rate dropped starting in around 2007. There were a few blips of years of growth, but right now it's not growing. You know, the birth rate is not growing. Until our federal government gets figured out the immigration reform, because neither the Democrats nor the Republicans can seem to get that figured out, you know, we'll be in this decline pattern. So,
Once again, we're talking with Gayla Malika and Brent Nystrom about housing. Let's go back to that development. From what I understand, North Country right now isn't the only entity that might be interested in doing that. I don't know if it's on this particular development spot or somewhere else. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Jeff. I was going to say we're remiss with if we didn't mention that, yes, there's certainly an alternate proposal out there, and that is kind of led by Rice County Habitat for Humanity in partnership with a lot of different local builders and other nonprofits.
Three Rivers,
lots of others. And, you know, so North Country came and said, hey, we've had this memorandum of understanding with them since November that was 6 months long, and it said we're kind of working with you now to see what you can do and come back to us in 6 months and let us know, and they were asking for an extension on last Thursday.
Right.
We gave them a month longer. They wanted 6 months longer, and I think part of that, at least in my mind, and I can't speak for the whole HRA, I think we need a good process, right? And we've been moving along with these the North Country folks for nearly a year. At the same time, this habitat proposal has come up. We've seen a little bit of that, and more was shared with us, I think, prior to the meeting last Thursday. And so, you know, I want to do what's right for Northfield, and keeping in mind that the HRA gets taxpayer dollars to do the work that it's doing. So we, in my opinion at least, we need to be smart about how we're doing this, and again, when it's taxpayer money, making sure we're listening to everybody and making the right decisions.
Correct. Yep.
Really based on a friendly competition. Now, at the meeting, I will say there was a lot of discussion, and this was what got me really excited. Can these two parties work together in some way? And you know, we can try some of this and some of that, and put something really cool together. Now, I don't know if that can happen, but that's what I got really excited about. And but failing, you know, them being able to work together, you know, how's the process gone? Again, we're beholden to the taxpayers who put their money into. The HRA is one of the things. Part of the levy goes to the HRA, and if we're spending that money, we better be doing the right thing for Northfield.
Correct. Yeah. And that was kind of the exciting part of the meeting is how do we bring all these groups together to make a mixed housing development, be it, you know, shape, size of units, manufactured.
Mixed income.
Just make it a neighborhood.
Now, where do you go from here? You know, that meeting was last week, and it was a long meeting, and you discussed a lot of different things. What's the next step in the process? You had mentioned just a one-month extension for North Country. What are we getting done this month?
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, part of it was also to get through the legislative session because there's dollars hanging there and certainly don't want to just say, nope, we're not going to do this, and then the dollars go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're looking at a mixed income and a mixed development, we want to be able to have some of those dollars to work on this. And not us, but North Country. And I think, there again, just my belief is, I think staff was there, staff heard the direction that we kind of gave them, but we'll clarify that probably at our next meeting, as in, can you put something together for all of these groups to work together? What qualifications, what do we expect out of it, and so on and so forth. And bring them all to the table and see what they can come up with.
Go ahead. Yeah, I would say what we also heard loud and clear at that meeting was the sense of urgency.
Yes, yes.
That people in the community have about moving forward with something. I mean,
right.
we've had a lot of guests, and a lot of them from Viking, living in Viking Terrace now, mm-hmm. who are very interested in an opportunity to find home ownership somewhere in this town that is at the level that they can afford. So,
right.
You know, you ask what's next. I mean, we want to be moving forward as quickly as we can.
Yes.
However, you know, bringing what's really needed to Northfield. So the MOU runs through the end of April, and then we gave them one more month. So it's essentially the end of May. They're going to have to be back, and
right.
we'll figure out what the next mm-hmm. step is from there. So,
all right. Once again, we're talking housing in Northfield with Brent Nystrom and also Galen Malika. A couple of final questions here. Let's talk about the money and where it goes. If you do get money from the legislature, and if you do get money from the federal government, does that go into the HRA, the Housing Redevelopment Authority? Does it go directly to the consumer? And how... how do you buy one of these houses? And who do you buy it from?
Right.
Maybe retirees are interested in those. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, so, you know, the money on the state legislature, I believe it would probably go to the municipality. They would control mm-hmm. the money. Federal dollars usually go to either the HRA or the municipalities. That's usually where they land.
Mm-hmm.
However, the nonprofits such as Three Rivers, Habitat, and North Country, they could get dollars as well. It depends. There's when dollars are coming down from the federal government, there's nonprofit dollars and there's municipal county dollars mm-hmm. Where they go to. So mixed bag of dollars. We're not really sure yet when they come down where they're going to go.
All right. Gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the either the HRA or that development?
You know, I would say, Jeff, if people are interested in this project, they can go to the HRA's website that's part of the city website, and especially looking at the packet from this last meeting, there's a really well-done FAQ that North Country put together that's part of that packet
mm-hmm.
that goes through... I don't know, 30 or 40 questions that people might have about this development, how it would work, how it would be financed, who qualifies, so on and so forth. So there's a lot of information on that HRA /city website that if people are excited about this, they can go and look at that and get a lot more information, more than what we've been talking about today. So just to make that plug, if people have interest, go there. And and yeah, they probably are for I mean, you can keep a home here in Northfield, Jeff. It might be there. And then live, you know, in the winter months, somewhere warm, you know, get your getaway. And then probably just show up for radio commentary. You don't have to come every day. You
right.
Just, you just come when we need your comment.
Oh, well,
right?
Thank you.
And you can come and work for Rich, you know, 3 days a week.
No, I think I'd rather volunteer with Habitat and swing a hammer.
Perfect.
Hey,
perfect.
You know, there's going to be some open, there might be, you know, a political future for you. And, you know, there's spots on the council and so on and so forth that you could, you know.
Galen.
Yeah.
Nobody wants me. Nobody wants me. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Soon.
You bet.